American Legion beach out from Bellevue, Johnson's beach out from there.
Mm-hmm. Was your father in the American Legion?
No, my uncle was, and his children, my brother, we would all go over sometimes.
Mm-hmm. When y'all were living around Flemington, did you have much land?
Not a whole lot.
You didn't really do any farming then?
Well, not a whole lot, no. Like now, we don't really do a whole lot of farming. We do a little, but not a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. What about a game that children would play where one child would be it and the other children would
hide and go seek?
Huh?
Hide and go seek.
Uh-huh. What would you call the tree you could touch and be safe?
Home base.
Mm-hmm. And in football, you run toward the
goal post.
And, say, I have just brought him a letter.
Written him a letter.
They brought it down.
And yesterday he
wrote me a letter.
And tomorrow I'll
write him.
And say, I wrote him and it was time I was getting
a letter. Don't say anything. Don't hurt me.
And you put the letter in the envelope. Then you take it out of your pen and you
address it.
Okay. Do you ever hear an old-fashioned way of saying that? Do you ever hear back the letter?
Yeah.
No, but I guess it would be the back a letter.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know the first minute.
Well,
the way I took it,
I didn't know his
address.
But I took it.
And something that a child plays with, you call a
carry me. Or carry
just anything a child plays with would be a
boy.
Do you ever call it a play prison?
No, but I guess you could.
Oh, that's the way I took it. For what
never
the
heard that.
For
no.
And a child that's always running and telling on other children.
Tattletales.
Mm-hmm. Would you call a grown-up a tattletale?
Some of them are. They run and tell.
Uh-huh. What does a tattletale mean when a grown-up?
Well, when it's a grown-up, don't say anything that you don't want repeated.
Mm-hmm.
Around those people.
Uh-huh. Any other name for tattletale?
Backbiters.
Mm-hmm. What about pimp? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I've heard it.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know the person meant it the way I took it or not. I took it to mean that it was people that carried news or carried information, whether it was correct or incorrect, hoping for benefits for themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's what you'd call a...
That's the way I took it for what the person was referring to someone else as that.
They called them a...
pimp.
Uh-huh.
That's the way I took it, and I could have been wrong.
Mm-hmm. Would you call a child a pimp? Do you think of a pimp as a grown-up?
Or as an adult, I think.
Uh-huh. And... you say you can't get through there because the highway department has their machines in and the road's all...
roadblock?
Or talking about tearing it up, the road...
under construction.
The road's all
torn up.
Uh-huh. And you give someone a bracelet, you want to see how it looks on them. You say, well, why don't you go ahead and...
try it on.
Okay. Or the opposite of take it off is...
try it on.
Or what?
Put it on.
Uh-huh. And... you say he moved here in 1960, and he's been living here ever
since.
And that wasn't an accident. He did that
on purpose.
And you say she, what, him with a big knife? She
stabbed him.
And say those little boys get mad and
fight.
And yesterday they
fought.
And ever since they were small, they have.